Hello, it's Richard here. We continue our news items, which include how changes to a traffic island have been put on hold, and a milk delivery couple's marriage is a long life one. But first, a 23-year-old opens a gym a decade on from a reprieve.
10 years ago, he was facing deportation. And now, a 23-year-old who has trained some of the biggest names in football is returning to Norfolk to open his own gym. In 2010, Sev Makake, then 13, was set to be thrown out of the country after the UK Border Agency rejected his mother, Scholastica Makake's, application for a post-study visa. The teenager had already lost his father, aged 8, and the prospect of losing his home in the UK was almost too much for the family. And thankfully, their story struck a chord with the local community, who rallied around them to fight for their right to remain in the UK, a fight that they won. And since then, Mr. Makake has been taken football world by storm, training stars including TV's Jake Humphrey and footballers Jacob Murphy and James Maddison, working long antisocial hours to achieve success. And now he can add gym owner to his impressive CV as he opens BAS training on Rackheath Industrial Estate. Looking forward, Mr. Makake said he was excited for what was to come and thanked the friends made in Norfolk for supporting him. He said, "I was so young when we nearly had to leave the UK, so I didn't understand that my whole life would have completely changed."
A city centre restaurant is set to usher in a new era after overturning a low food hygiene rating and announcing a new menu. In December, Spice Lounge on Wensome Street in Norwich was given a one-star food hygiene rating by Norwich City Council. Inspectors criticised staff for not washing their hands regularly and listed 16 types of equipment or food contact surfaces that were dirty and needed cleaning, including food storage containers and a can opener. But following a recent re-inspection, the restaurant and takeaway, which serves Indian and Bangladeshi food, was awarded 4 stars.
Moves to improve safety at a city roundabout have been paused to await the outcome of a major funding bid next month. There have long been calls for improvements at the Heartsease Five Ways roundabout and, in particular, to add crossing points for pedestrians. Government data published last year showed there were 5 pedestrian casualties in 2017 at the roundabout and the joint second highest of any junction in Norwich. John Fisher, District and County Councillor for Thorpe St Andrew, said navigating the roundabout from St William's Way as a pedestrian was an issue and he was well aware of it, and that people living nearby had long called for a crossing closer to the roundabout. He said he had hoped to widen the existing small traffic island on the approach to the roundabout, but that he and a fellow county councillor were waiting for the outcome of the Transforming Cities funding application, which has been lodged by Norwich City Council. It is a busy roundabout, and that does mean that doing anything to it is a major job. If successful, the Transforming Cities bid would enable the council to make wide-ranging improvements to Norwich's transport network, focusing on sustainable and low-carbon transport.
Work has started to transform a hall, once used by war veterans and their families, into an exciting £2 million hub for the whole community run by YMCA Norfolk. After closing in 2014, the former Royal British Legion's Jubilee Hall was later taken on by YMCA Norfolk, who last year announced ambitious plans to create a vital community hub offering a range of services with a particular focus on families. Construction work is now underway at the Aylsham Road site, which will see the building undergo a complete renovation into an innovative and family-focused community hub with a nursery, cafe and soft play centre for children up to 11 years old. It comes as YMCA Norfolk, which will move some of its offices onto the site, has revealed they have recently surpassed the £1 million mark in their fundraising efforts for the new venture. Once completed, the hub will be the home of Muddy Puddles Nursery, an Ofsted registered nursery promising to provide a positive environment where children can feel secure and valued. The hub will also feature a family-centred community cafe, a clean and comfortable restaurant serving coffee and home-cooked meals. This will be a space for parents to relax and watch, while children enjoy the soft play area.
They were the milkman and milkwoman of Mile Cross, bringing a lot of bottle to families for decades. And now Jack and Pauline Hammond have shown that their marriage is long life by celebrating their 70th wedding anniversary. When Mr. Hammond, 90, and Mrs. Hammond, 89, from Norwich, married in 1950, the world was a very different place. Britain was still recovering from the Second World War. King George VI was on the throne, and the internet sounded like something from a science fiction novel. The couple first set eyes on one another when they were teenagers, shortly after Mrs. Hammond moved back to Norwich from Ely after the war. At the time, Mr. Hammond worked for his father as a milk delivery boy, and it was then, while delivering milk to Mrs. Hammond's street, that she first saw him. The pair soon became a couple, and 4 years later, they married at St. Catherine's Church on February the 11th, 1950. A few years later then, Mr. Hammond took over his father's business, and as well as being husband and wife, the pair became business partners, delivering milk to scores of streets in Mile Cross. The couple retired in 1989, at which point many of the Mile Cross community turned out to wish them well. We still see some of the people who we used to deliver milk to. They were children at the time, and now they're grown up. However, despite retiring more than 30 years ago, the couple said they still woke at 5 a.m. each day. And the secret to a long and happy marriage? Mr. Hammond said, working together and lots of patience.
The 57-year-old is only the third person in the world to survive a bowel transplant operation to remove a rare cancer. And today he's telling his story to thank the dozens of medical staff who helped him during his ordeal. The oral surgeon has undergone multiple major operations lasting more than 10 hours to remove a rare form of cancer called pseudomyxoma peritonei. Mr. Khosravi, originally from Iran, experienced severe low energy despite being a keen skier, trampoline coach and footballer, but had not received a diagnosis from previous GPs when he lived elsewhere in England and Wales. During the first procedure in 2013, half his stomach, spleen and part of his small bowel was removed alongside the tumour. After 6 months' recovery, he returned to work in 2014 at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital and went to the gym to recover his strength, where he met his future wife, Irina. But the following year, the couple were hit with the news that the tumour had returned, with doctors finding it was inoperable. And then, in January 2018, the couple went to the transplant centre at Oxford University Hospital to find out more about the bowel transplant surgery. Two teams of surgeons would be required for the procedure, which could take between 15 and 18 hours to complete. Doctors would open the abdomen to remove the small and large intestines and the tumour before transplanting a healthy donor bowel. Mr. Khosravi became the ninth patient in the world to have the operation in September 2018. The couple knew the transplant had a low survival rate, but were inspired after meeting Adam Alderson, who was the first person to survive the treatment. "I just wanted them to try," Mr. Khosravi said. "If I did not wake up, that was all right, but I just wanted them to try." He did survive, and since recovering, Mr. Khosravi has returned to work part-time, enjoying flying a microlite, and is preparing to run 10 kilometres to raise money for the Steve Prescott Foundation. Mr. Prescott, a former England rugby player, was the first ever person to undergo the transplant, which lasted 32 hours in 2013. The 39-year-old survived the procedure, but died as a result of graft versus host disease, a complication that can occur following transplants. The couple say, "Thank you, donor. Thank you, surgeons, doctors and nurses." And also thanked the incredible support from charities including Star Throwers, Big C and Brundle-based Maggie's.
The University of East Anglia, UEA, is responsible for thousands of students, but as well as looking after them, it has gone the whole hog for some of the campus's smaller residents. After hard work from a dedicated team of hedgehog-loving students and staff, the university has been recognised for its attempt to help the bristled beasts. The UEA has been given a bronze accreditation by the British Hedgehog Preservation Society, the BHPS, in a new scheme to turn university campuses across the UK into spaces for the nocturnal animals to thrive. It's estimated that the country's hedgehog population has halved since the year 2000, with fewer than 1 million estimated to be left because of roads, litter and the lack of natural habitats with access to food and water. The UEA is hoping to reverse this trend and has been awarded a bronze accreditation by the BHPS after adapting grounds maintenance practices, hosting fundraising events and raising awareness.
You could say that this Norwich hair salon is truly blossoming. Call into Hairsmiths in Timber Hill and you can pick up a bouquet along with having a blow dry. Florist Libby Perrier, who sold her business Libby Ferris Flowers back in 2015, has filled the salon space with flowers as she gears up her new business, Niche, for Valentine's Day. And although red roses are still a firm favourite with love-struck buyers, Mrs. Perrier hopes to bring something a little different in terms of flowers for the big day on February the 14th. Most of her flowers come from Holland, although she plans to source more local products in the summer. But if you're looking for something different, she can oblige.
And now to Information Desk.